Listener Production.
Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Stormy Daniels has testified in the Donald Trump hush money trial overnight. The adult film star received $130,000 from the former US president's lawyer before the 2016 election over their alleged sexual encounter. She told the courtroom how she met Trump because her studio was sponsoring one of the holes at the celebrity golf outing in 2016, where he later asked her to dinner. A grim forecast from the Reserve Bank despite keeping the cash rate on hold yesterday. The RBA is predicting inflation to be higher at the end of the year, not lower, as the cost of things like petrol rise. The CPI currently sits at 3.6%, with concerns that could grow to 3.8% over the year to June. Supermarkets could face criminal penalties for overcharging customers, including fines at 10% of their annual sales. That's if the federal government adopts the findings of a review into price gouging. The National probe wrapped up yesterday, also recommending breaking up the Woolworths and Coles duopoly that control roughly two-thirds of the sector. Green Senator Nick McKim, who led the inquiry, has told the project we need to make price gouging illegal.
If it was introduced, corporations could not just arbitrarily put up prices because they can or because they just want to without facing consequences from the courts.
And Bonza has pushed back in its return to the air, which was supposed to be today. The budget airline is now halting flights up to and including Tuesday as it weighs up the ongoing viability of the business. The Panthers are reportedly front-runners to sign David Fifita as he prepares to make a call on his future today or tomorrow. Penrith and the Roosters have both tabled multi-million dollar offers for the Gold Coast forward. Tricolour star Joey Manu says Fifita is a tough player to face.
He's tough. He's got some big legs. he's, like I said, he can move for a big guy. So he's a great player.
And super coach Wayne Bennett is set to formally meet with South Sydney bosses during Magic Round in Brisbane next week. Veteran Swans coach John Longmire believes send-offs need to be considered. It's after Tom McCartan became the second Sydney player to be knocked out of a game this season following a high bump.
It wouldn't be to punish the player, just to even it up. And these type of incidents do happen in football, but is there a way that can be evened up on match day? Maybe that's a consideration.
And the AFL is ruling out extra bling for premiership winners. The league rejecting the idea of awarding players a ring similar to professional sports in the US, choosing to stick with the premiership medallion for now. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a possible shower and 24 in Brisbane and on the Gold Coast, showers in Sydney and a top of 21, possible shower for Canberra getting up to 17, becoming mostly sunny and 18 in Melbourne, showers for Hobart, 16 the max, mostly sunny for Adelaide and 23, blue skies and 27 for Perth. Tune into the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.